take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 28. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, slave or free, or male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. I have more in common with a 15-year-old black African Christian male living in Egypt than a white American female such as myself. Sound strange? Although this may alarm many who wrap their identity in being American, are those who relate only to those whose ethnic background is the same as theirs, or identify with those who are the same economical status or a certain gender. The world is in an identity crisis. Our identity is found in relationships, but we had zero control over where we were born, to what country or what family the Lord put us in. What we do have in our control is how we respond to the truth of Jesus. This verse in Galatians is radical. Let's listen again. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who are baptized in Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male, female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. Amen. So you as a believer have more in common with those who are in the family of God than with anybody else. The enemy seeks to destroy and get you preoccupied with things like politics and race. Don't be deceived. Your primary identity should be found in Jesus. You are who he says you are. Don't let shallow, temporary labels separate you. Instead, keep your eyes focused on the eternal. The earth and everything in it will pass away, but your identity in Jesus is eternal. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your holy scriptures guiding us and reminding us that our true identity is in you. May we be diligently seeking relationship with you and reading your word for how we should live this life. If there are those listening that are not in right relationship with you, I pray they seek out wise counsel in a local church or go to crossroadschristianradio.org or leave us a message on our Facebook page and let us reach out to you, pray with you. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Love.